Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Handful of Quiet Happiness in Four Pebbles by Thich Nhat Hanh is a children's mindfulness book and meditation guide built around a simple pebble practice created within the plum village tradition. Written for young readers and the adults who support them, it explains how four ordinary pebbles can become anchors for breathing, attention, and emotional regulation. Each pebble represents a quality or image from nature, commonly presented as flower, mountain, calm water, and space. The book is both instructional and reflective. It shows how a tactile visual exercise can help children settle down, concentrate, and relate to difficult feelings without being overwhelmed by them. Illustrated in a child-friendly style, it is designed for use at home, in classrooms, or in group settings. Its purpose is not only to teach a specific meditation sequence, but also to make mindfulness concrete, accessible, and emotionally understandable for children. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pebble meditation turns abstract mindfulness into a child-sized practice. The central idea of the book is that mindfulness becomes easier to learn when it is attached to something physical and familiar. Rather than asking children to understand meditation as a purely mental discipline, Thich Nhat Hanh uses four pebbles as tangible prompts for attention. This matters because young children often respond better to objects, images, and repetition than to abstract explanation. By holding a pebble, breathing slowly, and focusing on one quality at a time, the child receives a clear sequence that is easy to remember and repeat. The method also lowers the barrier to entry for adults who may not know how to teach meditation. Instead of requiring special equipment or advanced spiritual knowledge, the practice can begin with simple materials found outdoors. The book's design reflects this accessibility, making the technique feel practical rather than ceremonial. In that sense, the pebble practice is not a symbolic extra added onto the book. It is the book's main educational mechanism. Secondly, the four pebbles link inner attention to natural qualities. Each pebble stands for a quality drawn from the natural world, and that linkage is what gives the practice both structure and emotional meaning. The flower is associated with freshness and beauty, the mountain with solidity and strength, calm water with reflectivity and peace, and space with freedom and openness. These are not random images. They are chosen because children can picture them easily and because each one suggests a different inner state. The practice encourages the child to imagine becoming like the pebble's image while breathing mindfully, which helps move attention away from anxiety or restlessness and towards steadier forms of self-awareness. This structure also trains emotional flexibility. A child who needs energy may focus on the mountain, while a child who feels overwhelmed may find calm water more useful. The book therefore teaches that emotional support does not have to be verbal or complicated. It can be created through repeated contact with simple natural symbols, which can help children associate inner calm with qualities they already observe in the world around them. Thirdly, the book is designed as a practical tool for parents and educators, unlike many mindfulness books that remain general in tone. This one is explicitly framed as something adults can use with children in everyday settings. The instructions are meant for homes, classrooms, and community spaces, which gives the book a strong applied dimension. Its value lies partly in how it translates meditation into a guided activity that adults can introduce without extensive preparation. This is important in educational or family contexts because children benefit most when practices are repeated consistently and in a calm, supportive environment. The book also implies that meditation should be invitational rather than forced. Adults are encouraged to present the practice in a way that feels meaningful and approachable, so children can engage with it willingly. That makes the book especially useful for those looking for social-emotional learning tools that are simple but not trivial. It offers a concrete way to support concentration, self-soothing, and gratitude while keeping the experience age-appropriate and low pressure. Fourthly, emotional regulation is treated as a learned habit, not a fixed trait. A major contribution of the book is its view of emotional regulation as something children can practice over time. The pebble meditation sequence does not merely distract a child from distress. It teaches a repeatable method for noticing feelings and redirecting attention. That distinction matters because it frames calmness as a skill built through repetition rather than as a personality trait some children naturally possess and others do not. By giving children a physical object to hold while breathing and visualizing, the practice offers a transitional support that can later be internalized. The goal is not permanent dependence on the pebbles, but gradual development of inner resources. This is why the book is often seen as useful in social-emotional learning contexts. It provides a way for children to rehearse self-regulation in manageable steps, especially when they feel nervous, frustrated, or unfocused. The method is simple, but its underlying educational logic is strong external cues can support internal stability until the child is able to access that stability independently. Lastly, Its distinctive value lies in combining spiritual teaching with visual simplicity. A Handful of Quiet stands out because it combines a Buddhist mindfulness tradition with a presentation that is visually accessible to young children. Thich Nhat Hanh Hien was known for making contemplative practice practical and humane, and this book continues that approach without requiring readers to adopt a formal religious framework. The meditation is rooted in his broader teaching on attention, compassion, and interconnection, yet the book remains usable for families and schools with a wide range of backgrounds. The illustrations reinforce this openness by helping children connect the practice to clear images rather than dense explanation. This combination gives the book a rare position among children's mindfulness titles. Some books offer general calm-down advice, while others present religious or philosophical ideas in ways that may feel too advanced. Here, the instruction is specific, embodied, and repeatable, but still gentle enough for very young readers. That balance is the book's main distinction. It is both a meditation guide and a child-friendly visual object that makes inward practice feel concrete and approachable. In conclusion, A Handful of Quiet Happiness in Four Pebbles is best suited to parents, teachers, counselors, and caregivers who want a concrete way to introduce mindfulness to children. It is especially valuable for ages roughly 4 to 9, when children often benefit from sensory, visual, and repeatable routines rather than abstract instruction. Readers looking for a practical social-emotional learning resource will find that the book offers more than general advice. It gives a specific method that can be used during transitions, moments of anxiety, or classroom activities that require focus. Its main benefit is that it makes meditation feel tangible and non-intimidating. Compared with many children's mindfulness books, it stands out because it is built around a single, memorable practice with a clear structure and a strong connection to nature. It also reflects Thich Nhat Hanh Hien's broader teaching style, which unites simplicity, compassion, and disciplined attention without unnecessary complexity. For adults, it offers a usable framework rather than theory alone. For children, it offers a calm, repeatable practice that can support both emotional awareness and concentration. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.